Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord wants every one of us to be able to leave Pilgrim Camp saying, it is well with my soul. Maybe it wasn't well with your soul when you first came up, but in these days of seeking God and drawing near to Him and He to us, the Lord wants us to be able to leave saying, it is well with my soul. Praise God. If we don't know the Lord as our Savior, it's not well with our soul at all. And Jesus wants to settle that. And that's not something we can keep putting off. We have to deal with God as He gives us opportunity. And God is giving us a wonderful opportunity to know Him and to come to Him as a sinner, to humble ourselves and say, Lord, I have nothing to offer You, but I need You desperately in my life. And when You died on Calvary, I know You died for me. You bore my sin. And Jesus, I accept You. I receive You. I turn away from myself and my sin. And I open my heart to You, Lord. Come. Cleanse me. Live inside me, Lord. And give me power then to seek You and to live for You. Fill me with Your grace and lead me on into the fullness of Your salvation. That's something we need to settle, or else we really can't say it's well with my soul. Well, then there are other areas in our life where we need to get hold of the grace of God as well. Maybe you're going through some trial, or maybe there's been some great disappointment in your life, and it hasn't been well in your soul. Your relationship with the Lord has been on shaky ground. I don't understand this, and I don't know why God let this happen, and we're bitter, and we're troubled, and we're full of unrest. Well, we can't really say then it's well with my soul, can we? But Jesus wants to do something about that tonight as well, if He hasn't already. And He wants us to know that He loves us with an everlasting love. He wants us to know that He knows exactly what you're going through, and they had a reason why He permitted it. You might not know that reason. God doesn't always give us explanations, but He tells us, just trust me. Trust me. I have a plan. I have a purpose. There are reasons why things happen the way they do. And if you bring it to me and you lay it all at my feet, I can take those broken pieces and make something beautiful out of it. And so we need to do that. Lord, I just want to commit this concern to You, Lord. And Lord, I pray that You will give me peace over it. You'll make me to know that You're in control somehow. And Lord, that You have not forsaken me. But Lord, that You are working on something of great value in my life. Something that perhaps I don't fully realize. But Jesus, You know what You're doing. And from this day forward, I'm going to just trust You. And I'm going to just believe in Your love and believe in Your purpose and trust You to work it out. I've mentioned a number of times now, I know, this man Reinhard Bonnke. And I don't know everything about him. And maybe you know something about him I should know. I don't know. But when he was a young boy, his family was living in East Prussia, and he had to flee. The enemies were coming to take over their city, and they had to get out. His father was in the military, and he warned them, we've got to get the family out of here. And so they fled. And it's quite an exciting story. We have people in the Ridgewood Church that went through the same thing. Marianne Waldfogel, some of you remember her. Our brother James is one of those, Heidi, and their father was Arthur. Marianne married him after their mother's death. And when Marianne was a young person, Marianne Fleming, her name was, she too, her family had to flee East Prussia and get into Germany, and they had quite a time of it. People were traveling on foot. She said that the mother made them put on 3-4 layers of clothes before they left, because that's how they packed. They just put the layers on so that they'd have clothes when they went who knows where. They had to travel by foot, then they had to climb into these cattle cars, and it was cold, and they had to travel by train for miles, and then they had to get into a ship and cross over. Finally, they got to their destination. Well, same type of story with Reinhard Bonnke and his family. The mother had to have faith that God would protect them and God would help them to escape and guide them. And they traveled, there's one time where they had to try to get into a ship, and they were delayed, and they missed that voyage. And then they later found out that that ship was sunk by a torpedo, and most of the people on that ship drowned. And so they realized that their disappointment turned into a reason to praise God. And they had many adventures. And finally, they got to safety. And years later, when the father got out of the military and he got into the ministry, he talked to his children and about what had happened. And some of the older boys, they were very upset. And they said, "Why did the Lord let that happen to us? And why did he let so many people suffer? And what about Grandpa? He didn't make it. And what about those people that died on the ship? Does God love the Bonnkes more than anybody else that he spared us and not them?" And they had all these questions, and they didn't believe that it was God's hand. It was fate. It was coincidence. And he said, "My father tried to explain to them that God has purposes that are much higher than ours. And we can't understand God's dealings, but we have to trust him. God is working on something eternal, and God is over all." And he said, "You know, I, as a young boy, I accepted what my father said. I said, Dad, there are things I don't understand, but I can't deny the miracles that God performed in preserving our family. And I wasn't going to let a few questions make me forget about all the miracles. I chose to go the path of my father, to believe God, to trust him with the things I didn't understand, and praise him for the places where I saw his hand working in our behalf." He said, "But my brothers, they chose the other path. They rejected my father's counsel, and they pursued a life of intellect and education, and they pursued their careers and so on. And they kind of turned their backs on the Lord and became bitter toward the Lord." And he said, "You know, we all have to make a choice in our lives. Are we going to trust God with the things we don't understand? Or are we going to turn our backs and go our own way and deny all of his goodness and all of his grace in our lives?" Well, his brothers, they became successful in the world, but as far as their walk with God was concerned, they went downhill, and they went downhill fast. And Reinhard, God, placed his hand upon that young man's life and continued to draw him and deal with him and raised him up and put a call in his heart. And he eventually went to Africa to bring the gospel, and God used him to preach that gospel to millions of people. Well, his brothers, as they got older, they all had to recognize that Reinhard made the better choice. And some of them found themselves broken men at the end of their lives. And it was only the mercy of God that reached down and picked them up again. I was preaching a funeral just last couple weeks ago, as I mentioned, and I thought about that in connection with the family. You know, why did that woman have to die so young, and why did God allow this, and why did God allow that? And I thought, you know, we all have to make a choice. Are we going to believe God, that God is a good God, that God has a purpose, that God is working for eternity, and not just for the here and now? And are we going to learn to trust him with our lives and put our lives in his hands? Or are we going to turn our backs on the Lord because of some things that we don't understand? Well, if God is truly God, we can't fully understand him. If we could, then he wouldn't be God, would he? How can these puny little minds of ours make sense of everything that the eternal God purposes in our life? That would be foolish to even think we could. But there's enough revealed to us in God's Word, and the Holy Spirit has touched our lives enough to make us to know that he is absolutely dependable and that we can put our full trust in him. And they that trust in the Lord will never be disappointed in the end. But God knows what he's doing, and he does all things well. And if you learn to do that, then you can say, it is well with my soul. Oh, my circumstances are difficult. I'm in the midst of trials. I've gone through deep waters. But in spite of it all, my relationship with God is strong. And I'm still trusting him, and he's still leading me. And it is well with my soul. Praise God. And so I'd like to encourage all of us tonight. Oh, if you can say it's well with my soul, ask Jesus to do something about that. Say, Lord, I want to be able to say that it's well with my soul, that my relationship with Christ is alive and growing, and that I know that I'm in your hands. Praise God. Lord, we pray that every one of us will be able to say that as we come to the end of our time at camp here, for some of us. Lord, we pray that everyone will be able to say tonight, it's well with my soul. Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. All my sins are under the blood. The past is buried. And Jesus has begun new life in me. He has come to live in my heart and to lead me on into the fullness of his salvation. Lord, I pray that the Spirit of God will bring us to that point of decision, and that you will give us grace and faith to embrace your salvation and accept you and your word into our lives. Let it be a new beginning, Lord. When we go back home, let us begin to walk with God. Teach us how to grow in God and follow him with all our hearts. And then, Lord, if there are those that have gone through great trials and perplexing difficulties, Lord, we pray that the peace of God that passes all understanding will come into our hearts and keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us to choose the Lord and to choose to trust him no matter what things look like. And Lord, to choose to believe his word and stand upon his promises. Lord, that we might truly be able to say, it's well with my soul. God has brought peace to me. God has revealed himself to me. And God has given me confidence and courage to go forward with him. Praise God. Lord, we claim that tonight for everyone here in this meeting and all the children as well, Lord. God, we pray that you'll pour out your Spirit upon this camp tonight. We pray that you'll finish up the work that you have purposed in bringing us here, Lord. In every individual life, we pray that we shall know that we have met the Lord and that Jesus has come to us and changed us and set us on paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, bless those girls tonight and those little children. We know the counselors are really believing you, Lord, to do something special for everyone, to finish up that good work in each of their hearts for this time, and then to go before them, to wait and be there to receive them when they get back home, and to lead them on, Jesus, and just pick up where you've left off here. Lord, we're trusting that you will move upon many hearts to receive these children and to minister to them and to love them and to nurture the good work of God in their lives. We know that you have them waiting, and we praise you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's praise the Lord and worship him. We've got good reason to rejoice. It's been a wonderful time at camp. For those of us that are going tomorrow, we can look back and say, oh, it was so good to be at Pilgrim Camp. And the Lord just refreshed me and spoke to my heart and strengthened me and came to me in a wonderful way. And you know, the wonderful thing is you don't have to leave Jesus here at camp. He's waiting for you at home. And he's going to travel with you all the way there. Praise God. And when we get back home, we're going to see that Jesus is there. and we can still live in his presence, and we can still know his peace and know his joy, and that there'll be many opportunities. If we open our eyes just a little bit, we'll see there are many opportunities to continue to serve God. They're all around us. Some people never see them. Other people, they see them everywhere. Lord, make me like that, that everywhere I see an opportunity to serve the Lord and to be a blessing. Praise God. Let's sing, Make Me a Blessing. Somebody found that? 281. I can't multitask. I can't talk and find pages at the same time. Praise God. Let's stand together. Maybe the breeze will hit us as we sing. Let's sing it like it's written. Let's try the chorus. Men or unison? Here we go.
Make me a blessing.